What's up?
Hey.
Andrea Allen, it's another week. It's another time to find out, how's Andrea doing? How's she doing at work? How's she doing in her personal life, as any good boss wants to know?
Now, also, we had some time off in between the last one and this time.
Yeah.
By the way,
classic.
That's the sound of Lan texting me.
Doesn't even turn her phone off.
That's the sound of respecting somebody's show.
I know, right?
Apologies.
Okay. I don't give a fuck.
So last time we were recording, it was my last day here before I went to San Francisco. And mm-hmm. I was like, we got to get this show. And both of you guys are like, it's fine with us if it doesn't mm-hmm. happen. I'm like, of course it's fine with you guys.
Sure.
Of course.
We don't steer the ship. We're just on the fucking bow.
Sure. And then I'm like, okay, turns out I can't. And they're like, we're really bummed about that. And then I get to the airport and wait there for 12 hours. And I'm like, I could have been doing 5 Andrea shows.
We could have remotely recorded.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So
the point is, it's on you, right?
Of course.
That this didn't happen.
Okay. That's my whole point all the time. All
right. Yeah. It's always your fault, right?
Mother's Day just happened. Penda, did you call your mom?
I did not.
Does she say, hey, I found out you went and you saw your nephews. What's that like?
Well, that's actually a thing, because we have a separate app where we post the kid pictures on. Mm. And so every time somebody goes visits them, it's like, oh, here's grandma with the kids and here's like uncle with the kids. And so in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, I'm going to be posting this about, like, my parents don't know that, you know, Hennessy's going by Hennessy. They don't know that he is trans. They don't know that he's going by
male. Do they not know he's trans at all?
Pronouns? No. My father, like,
do they know what trans is?
That's, you know, I don't even know where to begin with them
for
that.
Yeah, that's true.
We haven't had that discussion at all. And so I know that they're going to see this mm-hmm. because they look at this. We all look at this app. It's, like, the cutest app thing ever. And so I'm like, watching them like the picture. And
did they like it?
Yeah.
Creepy.
And I'm just like, really, dudes? Like, and then I'm thinking, like, oh, part of me is resentful because I'm like, oh, they could see me post-surgery. And it's like, oh, she's fine. And I'm like, no.
You don't get to know.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Post one, like, Hemda and her final days.
Question mark. Right. And then, like, I start thinking weird shit. Like, oh, they could see my scar. And I'm like, no, they shouldn't see my scar. You know, or, like, what are they going to think when they see my scar? And then I'm like, I just need to go about my life mm-hmm. the way my life goes, and they get to see me if they get to see me, and they get to, like, but I wonder what kind of questions they're asking my brothers. And what I don't do is ask my brothers about updates on my parents, because I feel like that puts them in the middle. And
did you have to tell them to stop? Especially Andrew, I can picture him saying, hey, mom wants me to pass you a message.
They know at this point. Like, I think they finally got the understanding of, like, how bad they hurt me. And I think that took them a while. It took Michael, like, they, maybe because it was off me for, like, I'd stopped talking to them for over a year. They suddenly yelled so hard at Michael that he sent me, as soon as he hung up the phone with them, he sent me an apologetic text. Like, he's like, I sort of knew what you were going through, but after what I just went through with dad, I'm so sorry for ever making you try to talk to them.
It worked backwards.
Are they transferring their angst to him now? Because they can't yell at punching bag Hemda?
The thing is that they can't, because we're both, like, so far into adulthood that we're like, we'll just hang up on you.
Yeah.
Like, you are so far away and you have the privilege of talking to us and they're having a baby. So, like, no, my parents are going to be on their best behavior.
You know what I do sometimes with my boyfriend, which is fun.
You start your call with, it's a bad connection, but let's do our best.
What I do is I just call, and then in the middle of the conversation, I hang up for fun. You should do that.
Oh, my God. No, this is the funniest thing.
Power trip.
No, and then what happens, Andrea?
Amy calls me back.
And I got to fuck him.
And then what happens?
Do that to your parents. He actually did it to me once, and then he called me back, and he's like, that's great. I get what you like about that. That is so fun.
But he knows that she's doing it. I don't know if we talked about this on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a bit that she does with him.
It's hilarious.
She'll be in the middle of a conversation. Doesn't matter if it's serious or not. She hangs up on him. He knows that, like, that's Andrea. It's not even her cell phone service. It's Andrea. He calls back and literally says,
I hang up again.
And he goes, are you having fun? And she's like, cracking up. look at the joy in her face.
He knows that it means so much to me to be able
how great would it be
if he dismiss him as a human
if he didn't need the good so much, and he's fucking you halfway through, he just gets up and leaves.
That would be, honestly, if he did that, I would be like, wow, you're next level.
I can respect you.
Yeah, finally. I wouldn't be hanging up on him again.
You ever wonder, like,
do that to your parents?
Yes, totally. I wonder, like, how do I know if I'm a true comic? Do you like to hang up on your boyfriend for funsies? Right. And when he gets it, you think he's like the best ever?
Yes. He hung up on me the other day and I was like, oh my God, you're in.
Do you know that he massages her all the time? I've never seen such excitement out of her face than hanging up on him.
Right.
Look at this joy.
During the massage, she asks, hey, I want to do something kinky. Call me on the phone. And then she hangs up. He's right there.
Yeah, I know. And then I kick him out of my apartment. I make him like try to get in again. And then I open it a little bit. And then I go, sucker, slam the door. He was complaining that I don't post photos of him on my social media. Like I'm giving off the vibe of being single. So I took a picture of him and I wrote like, you never... quotes. You never post pictures of me. End quote. Whiny bitch. Dustin Nohack.
God.
This is so fun. I can't believe that you can date people and they let you do this.
I can't believe people don't follow you on social media.
I know.
You are making a huge mistake.
I know.
Would he be a baby if he said enough of this, or would you be able to respect that? Like, wow, you stood up for yourself. I'm kind of turned
on. Look at the trauma that's already on your face.
I don't know. He knows.
I have to kill him.
He knows I love it so much.
Oh, you know what I do? The baby butt knows I love so much, and he like fucking despises it. Mm-hmm.
Calling him baby butt because he's a grown man.
No, he loves that. Come on.
Okay.
I even spell it fun. Come on. So he gets black and blue marks all the time because he's like white as fuck. Mm-hmm. And so anything bruises him.
You hit him.
I poke at it. I go, does that hurt? And he's like, I don't understand. For a while he was letting me do it. I'm like, do you mind that I do this? And he's like, no, it's your thing, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes he'll just like bubble up and be like, but I don't, but why?
Because you're he's starting like, the bruising now also.
Yeah.
So bored.
But he's like, you literally are like, does this hurt? Like, what is
are
wrong?
Are you curious about the bruises? Why?
I do it to myself too. I'm like, oh, that's a bruise that came out of nowhere. Does it hurt? And I just poke
it's
at it.
It's kind of fun. I'm into this too.
So we've had more than one discussion where I need to stop. And I'm like, oh my God, totally.
You
like,
got actual talking
yes,
too?
Yes, yes.
I haven't gotten meeting. One yet. It's too early. Yeah. I'm going to ride this wave of disrespect.
You should. Mm-hmm. Because he goes like, you really shouldn't. I'm like, oh my God, I thought you were totally cool with it. He's like, I am, but I really like, if you could stop, that'd be good. And I'm like, okay. And then he.
Is this a family meeting in front of Xerxes mm-hmm. and Emmy?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
Yeah.
We try not to do that. I know that like I'm comfortable with arguing, but I try not to do it in front of people because I know that it makes them feel
funny.
I've
never seen you guys argue before, you and Hennessy.
We do and have in front of friends, but I try not to like traumatize people with my shit. But sure. If I disagree with my husband, like I don't want to wait for I don't
call him and hang up on him in front of everybody. This fucking idiot.
I mean, you know, I've been like, stop yourself. This is terrible where it's going. Mm-hmm. Like, watch your next words or whatever. But I do that to like everybody.
Yeah.
So what was my point? Oh, so he's like, maybe you can stop. And I'm just like, oh my God, totally, I didn't know. And then he'll catch me eyeing a bruise.
You're an animal.
And he's like, just fucking do it. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this anymore. He's like, oh my God, please do it.
No, I'm begging you to do it.
Right. What if you got a pet and you can do that to the pet?
I don't hear consent from a pet to like bother that they wear a cone to stop doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like you're hearing consent from your husband.
Yeah. I like to.
What is? Let me look up consent.
He was adopted by... a woman, the sister of his birth mom.
Your and boyfriend was.
Yeah. Okay. And so I always,
oh, that's great. Wow.
I always say he's like a trash baby or like, I'll be like,
I can't believe I'm fucking a trash baby. Can we just have sex?
It's a good thing that I want this because your biological mom did it. Oh, God.
Your sister did, but you know, her sister, but that's almost mandatory.
Right. It's crazy that you're a man. You don't even know your own father. Anyways.
It's so mean. How do you know how to be a man without. He goes, well, honestly, click.
Yeah, no, he fights back. He just knows that I'm a shithead.
I love it.
You know?
It'd be funny. She goes, yeah, well, I mean, he beats me. So he does stand up for himself.
You know what it is, though? When Keith, I've seen you try to joke like that with Kat, and she'll just be on her phone rolling her eyes mm-hmm. at you because
so fun.
It's the fifth time you tried that today. You even go through, like, and you do this with me also. You'll start the joke and I'll be like, okay, Keith. And you'll be like, how do you even know I'm going to a joke place? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you think I can't understand your tone? Same with my brother, Michael. He'll start.
Oh, Michael never stops. Oh my God.
It's true.
He never stops.
He'll tell you the same joke. Remember that stupid empty can that was in his plate? Oh my God.
It's a Diet Coke can and it happened to be empty. There's a fuck up in the factory. He thinks it's the funniest thing to toss it to you so that you will catch it a certain way.
Right.
Or you just catch it. You're like, oh, it's empty. And he's like, you are prepared for a full one. I'm like, yeah, but I don't drink Diet Coke either way.
20 times later with the can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he saves the can. His wife knows not to like throw it out. It is amazing.
Oh, my God. There must be like the asshole in each relationship, you know?
Yeah.
They're like the clown that does the bullshit. There can't be two of them or else it implodes.
I wonder. Like sometimes I'll get together with my brothers and I'll see like the bullshit that I do to Hennessy because they're complaining about, because their wives are complaining about my brothers. And I'm like,
no, yeah.
I do all this shit.
The Khalilis are clowns.
Oh my God. The Khalilis. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to get all three of the spouses in the room and just interview them because
your brother
we're fucking manic.
Your brother Andrew is
Andrew
a goofball?
Too. Andrew too. Like not necessarily like on the goofball thing. Just
abuser.
We have these very specific egos and very specific energy. Like Andrew comes home from work after like 12 hours. He's awake at 6 a.m. and at 6 at night, he's like, I should be running right now. And he like will run for an hour. And like he has to expend all this energy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's all of us. Like if we don't go around in circles a bunch of times.
Yeah. Yeah. Just you have energy out of nowhere sometimes. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from? Yeah. I want to bottle it. This is crazy.
I've had that all my life. Like in high school, they called me the Energizer Bunny.
Sure.
Because I would do these after school things that would require dance. And after an hour, people were like, okay, we're taking a break. And I'm like, we just started. Let's go.
Yeah. Right.
Now, my wife has the energy. I could, let's say it's 10 a.m. And she's like, are you going to get up? And I'm like, you have calls all day. Why?
Yeah.
Why would I? We can't do anything. Why would I even get up?
Yeah, what? I don't understand.
And she's like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
I have to fight that. I have to fight that. I'm just like, do you want to wake up yet? And I really, I have to like genuinely ask, right. Do you want to wake
up? Like maybe it's a day off. And
yeah, but you've been busting your balls all week.
You wouldn't care if I was playing a video game. You wouldn't care if I was seeing a movie. You just don't want to keep walking past the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because you're a failure in bed all day, depressed.
I was like, I love it. It's not depression. I love it.
I do love it. It's so great. Oh my God.
I'll feel guilty. Like I'll have days where what happens is I accidentally have a day off and I need to stop doing that. So I'm trying to schedule days off because.
Right. Because you're so tired.
Yeah, yeah. I'll wake up and I'm like, no, I got to get to work. And all day I'm thinking like, just start working. And then I'm like, just one show. And let me tell you something. Me turning on the TV. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
If I expect it, and then I'm watching TV and I'm just like, well, then I guess I'm ordering in because I'm so hungry. And then after I eat, I'll definitely start. And all of a sudden it's nighttime and I'm like, that's it. I'm having a day off. And I'm like, oh, great. 3 hours left of the day.
Yeah. And you didn't even get to enjoy it because you're feeling guilty the whole time anyways.
Yeah. And I think that's wrong. Like have a day off.
Yeah.
You know, plan your shittiness. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird that you have to do that.
I read on the calendar in 2 weeks, I'm sleeping till 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I wrote it on. So then she's not surprised. It was obviously deliberate.
Yeah. You schedule it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels better for some reason.
That's so funny. I should start doing that.
Yep.
You know what else I do to Dustin? When he's laying in bed and I jump on top of him and he tries to get up and I push him. I'm so much bigger and stronger than him.
He tries to get out of bed and you just throw him back down
like
a baby.
Yeah.
I just slap hubby face out of nowhere. I'm just like, yeah, you probably earned it.
And he'll be like, seriously, stop. And I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna stop.
Here's what you do.
I'm not going to stop.
Tend to slap him and then he should go, oh, I got off easy on that one.
Ooh. To wake him up, I like throw my whole body on his. When we were in San Francisco, I'm like, oh, I guess.
Yeah, how did you wake him up that early?
He's been getting better like ever since we had that. This is the thing about him. Like he works on doing things, and so I can have the patience to wait for it. Mm-hmm. But he's also like cool with shit. So we're in San Francisco, and we're sleeping in the living room, and so there's not really a lot of escaping it, except that he could sleep through anything. Mm-hmm. So I take the baby, who's about like 6 or 8 months old, and I'm just like, oh, I guess there's a baby on your head. Oh no, I guess there's a baby on your head. Oh,
I would fucking kill that baby.
I would kill everybody who did that to me. Mm-hmm. Here's the good news. He knows not to do that to me. I'm just like, I'm gonna do this to you, and you can't do it back. Yeah. But he's giggling. He's like, there's a baby. Oh, baby butt on your head. And I just put the baby on his cheek.
Oh my God, I would bitch slap that baby so hard.
Baby needed change. Yeah.
And then Shepherd, the other one, wakes up. And the other one comes over, and he's 3. And I'm just like, want to see something so funny. And I take the baby, and I'm like, there's a baby on Uncle Lowen's head.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm probably not teaching him good things right now.
Yeah. How to abuse. So how to keep a relationship spicy.
How was your Mother's Day?
It was good. We were here. I was here recording. I recorded Hot Mess, and then I recorded Two Drunk Minimum, two episodes with Libby.
That was so good.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun.
I know it's a good show when me and Baby Butt are like yelling at the screen, and then we're like furiously trying to type in our feedback. Like,
there's a lot of really good feedback.
Really good. Yeah.
The first show was cool because I don't know anything about AA or meetings or anything like that.
And, oh, I love hearing her getting her mind blown. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
It was donuts. Cool. Wait,
you say unlimited coffee, and people hook up from this thing. Mm-hmm. What did we say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was really good. And then we had the second one with Elsa, which was also really fun. I felt like I could participate more in that one because I have a master's in relapsing. Mm-hmm. So that was good. And then I just worked here. I FaceTimed my mom. Or no, I called my mom, and she was like, I thought you forgot. I'm like, all right.
What time was it?
5 p.m. She's 3 hours early. Come on,
and it was
Shannon.
5 here.
Yes.
Okay.
But then she was like, your brother FaceTimed me for 45 minutes. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Derek has been the shit sibling for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't you talk to her every day?
I talk to her like once a week, definitely. He's better now, but like he used to go AWOL for like five, six months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I've definitely always been like the more
even keel.
Yeah, for sure. He's
you hear that, folks?
I know. Oh my God. God, you think I'm crazy?
Oh my God.
Fucking living in Australia, not communicating with anybody, just like
living his true life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He lived some pretty true lives. And I've always been misdependable, and I get this fucking side snidey.
That's actually
your
the
brother.
Best.
Although I'm happy. I'm like, great, good. Please have Derek be the sibling that takes
Derek.
The real.
Nah, not for nothing, Ma. He was drunk.
Yes.
Was he very happy? Okay.
That's the thing about like, so my in-laws are 5 or 6 hours back. And so when it's 6 o'clock here, like...
Yeah, you have time.
So much time.
West Coast people, you've got time.
Yeah, one of the reasons why I shouldn't talk to my parents is they're like 5, 6 hours ahead. By the time I wake up, I have to like hurry up and call.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's the reason. Mm-hmm.
Did they like... So they liked pictures of you. Did they like pictures with Hennessy and you?
I purposefully didn't pay attention too close to it. Mm. So they probably did.
Yeah.
But I didn't really pay attention. But they're seeing it for sure. And he's got like the shorter haircut now. And
yeah, this is worse than like exes liking your shit on Instagram.
Funny, right?
This is like even more deep-seated.
And then they're going to come here soon because
really?
Mid-June the baby's going to arrive. Little Peanut.
Can we prank them or something?
Can we invite them over and then not be here?
Oh my God, I think they're coming now.
What if I moon your mom? I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
My father-in-law tweeted something about his daughter and then included me in it. And I'm like, that means you know my Twitter.
Mm. Yeah. You've seen this.
Right.
Oh,
this
shit.
Garbage that I do.
That reminds me also because now Debbie, my mother-in-law, listens to the regular episodes. And I'd never realize it. It's regular. She listens to every episode. And all of a sudden, I'll get a text saying, like, you're not like that, blah, blah, blah. Or you know, that's...
In reference to the show.
Whatever reference, just out of nowhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's right. She listens. And I have to put it out of my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Because I cannot be thinking my mother-in-law is listening because I like to say everything.
Baby oil? Oh, she heard the baby whale thing. Oh my God.
And then her husband, and she wants to just roll in a room of baby whales.
It's still the funniest image I could ever conjure up in my head.
I was told that there are hotels where, like, there is a room for this particular thing.
What?
Yeah, so
guess what? They don't clean up. The last person's baby
whale. I know, right? Whoa. You're just recycling.
It'd be impossible.
Ew.
This will happen.
You're going to die. This is how you die, Hemda.
It could be.
You defeat the tumor and then you get taken out by fucking baby oil. So
that's what I was before my surgery. Mm-hmm. I would like bike to work and I'm like, I would super be careful because I'm like, I'm not getting hit by a bus and then like I have a tumor, but the bus killed me. That's not happening. I need this tumor to kill me if anything's going to kill me right now. And I was very careful.
Did you do a few things before you went under? I might not come out of this, so.
No, I don't have those things. And I don't have like some new outlook on life.
Yeah.
I feel like I was already thinking that. One of my first thoughts was I could die now. Like I did, you know, over 2,500 episodes on a podcast. I was like a singer for a little while. I really made choices that were really for my life. If I died right now, I think it added up to a good life. And I was like really happy about that.
Yeah, that means you're living a good life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you didn't, then every day you can fuck it up.
And I do all the time.
Constantly.
But we got cherries, berries from Aldo today.
So I ate them all already.
You did eat them all.
I ate them all.
I snuck two.
I snuck a couple.
I have like seven.
I know around Andrea, you can't snooze.
Man.
I literally said, oh, good. There's one of each kind for everybody. But Andrea didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
But then we all got our berries in. It's cool.
Well, thank you, Aldo.
Thank you, Aldo.
Yeah. Andrea thanks you the most.
I thank you seven times more than everyone else.
Yeah, I called my mom. I was the last one, but that's good because then it lingers.
It's even
better. It's even better if I call on the Monday.
Oh,
because then it's like everybody's done, mm-hmm. and now here I am.
You get an extra day.
But like for whatever reason, just no story really came to me. Maybe I was a little tired, but I'm like, I kept catching myself going like goodbye, and she kept like with another sentence or something, and then finally I got that goodbye in, and she's like. Oh, you have to go?
Oh.
Yeah, I have to, Mom.
Right. Yeah, there's a little bit of that for my mom. She was like, yeah, you know, you and your brother are away. So like, you know, and she's not with my dad anymore. And I think it's like kind of a hard day for her. Which I, especially like, I don't know, parents is like that you, creating that human being is all you, that's your big thing that you did. And now like.
And there it went.
It's gone.
But I wonder if you, like, because you can't go as easily as she can come here.
Yeah, maybe. She visits plenty. She's, like, good. But I think it's just, like, certain days that are harder than others.
She should come in next time she's in town.
Yeah, right.
Could we put her on the show? Oh, my God. That would be so good.
She never thinks you're too much?
No. She doesn't. Neither of them listen to my show because I have banned that. She follows my Instagram.
Which one? The butt one?
Not the butt one.
You have to make a special Instagram just for her?
Yeah.
Like your tits?
Good girls.
Yeah, except her, the latest.
Good girl in the city.
One of the latest things you posted on your regular Instagram was you miming a blowjob.
Yeah, they know. Yeah, they don't really. My dad, the conversations are so surface level.
My dad can't wait to put my mom on.
Like, yeah, it's always like, how's the weather? You know,
you good? Okay,
I'm doing this fitness thing now. Great.
Luckily, my dad doesn't really listen, so I can just repeat any story.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Sometimes I was talking to him last night actually, and I'll be like, I was bringing up hiking, and I was like, hey, remember when I gained a bunch of weight in college, and then we were hiking, and I like lost it and blah blah, and he'd be like, oh yeah. Like I'll just say weird shit and be like, see if he'll respond to it, and he just doesn't.
Remember when I was the sole owner of Jurassic Park?
Yeah. That was great, sweetheart.
Oh my God, I can't even.
Yeah.
Remember when you said you would give me $300 in Venmo?
Yeah.
That's how you were going to.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, and you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resend, please. I don't know. They don't watch my stand up at all. I don't know. They don't. My mom knows my personal. I'm similar to my mom. You'll meet her. She's like, she's loud.
I totally want her on like the regular Keith and the Girl show.
Okay. But I don't want to be embarrassed if people are around. I stand up and she pushes me back in my seat. I don't need none of that.
That's kind of what I want to do when my parents visit. Like, I know my mom will be like, look, we're going to be in town. Are you going to see us? And I want to be like, yeah, meet me here in Astoria and I'm going to put you right on mic.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think she'll go for it. She doesn't even know what I do for a living. But then I'm thinking like, you know, people
freak out. Are you kidding? Your conservative mom?
I know, but
what is this? I don't, I don't know what.
I'm smacking the mic. Yeah.
Well, you know what was funny is they don't know what I do for a living. But remember, Keith, my mom visited one time in the old place and she's like, oh, let me come upstairs. And that's where we were doing the podcast. Right. I'm like, motherfuck. Like, because we had to do a midnight show. It was Friday. It was like the only show we were recording while she was there. And I just couldn't change the schedule. So people started coming in to be guests and they'd like pass her like, hi, mom. And they go upstairs to the studio and she's like, oh, let me see up there. And I'm like, ugh. Right. Okay, but you can't stay there for the show.
And in one room is all the merchandise, shirts,
I remember,
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything's in one room. And so, and I'm like, oh, I can't cover the mics. I can't cover the merchandise. And I'm like, here we go.
There's just cloths hanging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everywhere.
It looks like a funeral. Right. Like, weird.
Just blankets.
Yeah.
Don't.
Totally not weird for the guests, by the way. Right. Like,
this is my mother staring at things.
Yeah, grown adult is like, don't tell my mom what I do. And so she sees it and she's like, what is this? And I'm like, mom, you know, we record and it's kind of like Howard Stern. You wouldn't want to hear it. And she shuts down because she knows she doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
And she wants to pretend like I didn't even tell her that much. And she, I think, I wonder if she would just deny that ever happened because she still doesn't know what I do.
Right.
So why not bring her in here? You know how like people used to get confused about what podcast is like, oh, it's in your house, so I could say whatever I want. Right. Like, who's listening to this anyway? I want her to have that experience.
Oh my God. I mean, I would be highly. Let's put your mom and my mom on mic together.
Oh,
she get. How would your mom take it? She gets keeps getting pushed in a chair
by a
punch bag
by a large, assertive, blonde Canadian woman. Both my parents are pretty put together. They're not as wacky as I am, but my mom's definitely more like charismatic. She swears and she'll like say some shit.
Your mom, I think, would be easy. My mom, what happens is when she gets nervous, her English gets lost, and all of a sudden she'll sound like she really doesn't speak the language at all.
Does she play it up like she doesn't when she doesn't want to deal with things?
No, it's like she, first of all, she hasn't had practice. She hasn't been listening to English anymore since, you know, she moved back to Israel. So now it's like even more. And so now she's getting nervous. She's on the microphone. Everyone's looking at her.
This sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. A really good one.
Is this your revenge?
No, but it's like, you know, they don't talk to me like a normal human being.
Right.
And so she won't be able to escape speaking. And I'll speak to her straight in Hebrew on
this
the mic.
Sounds fucking
like,
terrifying. Can I be in the other room hiding for this?
You wouldn't want to be the Keith. How much do you love the awkwardness?
It would be a fun show, sure.
Oh, you don't think her mom would freak out?
I would try to get her to admit that she loves me and doesn't know what's going on with baby butt. That'd be my thing.
Whoa, God, to make it even worse.
Why is that even in your thought process?
I'm like, shouldn't you have been nicer to me?
Hemda works out her problems with your mom, and then Keith then also works out his past problems.
He is convinced that my parents actually liked him.
They
like
me.
I'm like, okay.
Did they?
Yeah, they didn't. He doesn't speak Hebrew. So he doesn't know. And I don't know why. My parents don't like me. You think they like you?
That's, I was going to save you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. My mother already had comments about
him. I'm going to ask her who she likes better.
What was her comments?
She was in our house for a while and he'd like stay up and drinking and shit like that. Like they wouldn't like my lifestyle. Why would they like his?
Yeah.
Oh, you think my mom
too.
My mom likes him. She doesn't mind that kind of stuff. But like my mom likes that he wakes up at noon. Even if I, you know, because even if I like, I think I woke up later at that time also. They don't give a fuck. My mom used to. My dad would wake up at 8 in the morning and she's like, oh my God, he used to wake up so late. So I would make noise to wake him up. And it's like when they were first married, she's like, I thought for a second, he's so lazy. He's so not lazy.
8 a.m.?
That was way late. She's like, oh my God, I married a lazy person.
6?
Oh yeah. 6 is like what you do.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
They usually have nothing to do also.
Yeah. What? I should wake up at eight.
They're like, let me find a sock I can sew or something. Yes. I mean.
Why do you think I have all, I had all these knitted scarves and I'm like, Mom, I don't wear scarves. Okay. And I didn't at the time. And so Wendy, who used to work here, she put together all the scarves into one knitted blanket, which is the greatest thing I own aside from my beautiful bike. But what, yeah, she's got nothing to do.
You should have your mom here and I will explain your relationship to her.
Oh my God. Can I hear a pre?
Sure. So get this.
Okay. I don't know.
Mrs. Khalili, right? Right there. Very respectful. Uh-huh. And I'd say,
you should have married my daughter.
So good. I, you know what? It didn't work out, but you know, I'm a good guy. So, and it wouldn't embarrass me when you and I were at a restaurant and you tried to dicker down the price of a sandwich. I appreciate that. That's charming.
Wouldn't it, Bill?
Right, right, right. So, anyways, you're upset.
You're very nice.
Yes, thank you. So, you're upset that it seems that she's in a lesbian relationship, your daughter, but she's not. That is a man she is with. Thoughts?
Chemda does what Chemda does.
That's what Chemda does. She's a fun person, right?
If you want to call it fun.
Okay, I don't.
That's right, Keith.
Okay. How about you and me? Let's get the fuck out of here.
Keith, I don't like the F word.
No, I was just joking. None of that was really.
I don't even like it for joking.
Right, I don't like it at all.
Why you use it just now?
I was telling you about your daughter.
That's not, my daughter doesn't say that word.
She doesn't say that word.
No. Does here's she 17 think you don't swear?
Here's 17 clips I have already. Bop, 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 bop.
Does she not think you swear?
Not really. No. She gets that we specifically don't swear around her, but she doesn't think I'm just.
How disconnected from reality is this woman? Mm-hmm. That's fucking nuts. Mm-hmm. She needs a few hangups, you know? Put her in her place. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'll straighten her out.
Could you?
You bring Mrs. Khalili to me. How
would
that?
Let me see what you would do.
I don't know.
Andrea, oh my God, your eyes are so pretty. What are you doing?
Hanging up on you.
I'm hanging up. I didn't know if you were poking a bruise or hanging up.
She was spraying you with a fire hose.
She would fall for your shit because you're so white and your eyes are light. Mm. And she would wonder why you're dyeing your hair black because it would be so pretty if it was the good version.
Yeah. I could wear a nice dress.
Yes.
And heels.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But then she'd be like, oh, you're so tall. Oh, that's such a downfall.
Is it really?
I mean, if you're going to, yeah. Why
get
would
a
you,
husband.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you put heels on top of all of that?
She'd be worried you're so poor that you have to buy children's t-shirts.
Oh, she would hate your shirts.
Hate. What's so hateable about them?
Why are you showing your stomach?
You don't want a little midriff, Miss Khalili?
I could see your bra.
Yeah.
She would hate when you could see like the bra coming out of my shirt.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Mm-hmm. That's real crazy.
Well, that's all I do.
Yeah. That's the only thing I own. What if I wore a hijab when she came in?
See, that's exaggerated too. And also that's not what she's about.
Okay. What's she about?
Well, they're the Jews and the Jews don't wear the hijabs.
What does your mom wear? Does your mom wear anything? Or just very conservative dressing?
Conservative. Yeah. Like you won't ever see her panty line, you won't see her bra, you won't.
What a shitty life.
You know what? I don't want her hair.
Yeah.
What are you thinking of that?
Sounds like shit to me.
We got to prove ourselves. We're bored.
Hey, snooze.
I feel you. I don't talk to her. She
sounds
bored me
like
to death.
Shit to me, Miss Khalili.
Miss Khalili, get a crop top and some high heels and then say hi. We'll talk.
That will conclude with my dad's, what if your mother was a hooker?
Yeah, right.
Well, it sounds like she met Andrea.
Yeah, please. God, need some fun lessons for me.
She was like upset that I slept with more than one person in my life.
That's insane. This is insane. That's like she's not an equal in any way. Right. She is lesser than.
But she believes that.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, to be the truth, and we should act that way.
Those are my parents, too, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not my parents.
No.
We're not together anymore, probably for that reason.
Well, see, that's the thing.
Shannon's a little mouthy.
And just like, I don't even know how I came out disease-free.
Yeah.
Shannon.
God.
All right. Well, that's what's going on with Andrea. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Live free, die hard, baby.
Live free, die hard. That's it. What's up?
Hey.